It's got sitcom Hitler, digital dating strategies for the mature American male, Patrick's amicable split with the primary education system, and the misbegotten byways of Arlington County.
Hey Dan, what is green and pecks on a tree?
Is this a green pecker? No, wait, don't tell me.
Is it a pickle that went rotten?
Don't tell me. What's green and pecks on
a
tree?
Is it a Quetzalcoatl?
Is that one of those things that the Aztecs threw?
I think so. Like, or it's a bird.
Those spears. Wait, say that again?
Isn't it the god Jimmy that's like a bird and an eagle? Was the god an eagle, or is it just like a straight up, just normal god?
Quetzalcoatl is the feathered serpent.
Ah, the serpent.
Yeah. That's that spear you launch with a weird device.
Have you been to Teotihuacan, Jimmy?
I've been to your mother's.
Oh, yeah.
No, I have not been.
You would dig it.
Keep in mind, this is only a Laffy Taffy joke.
So. Yeah, I'm thinking too hard.
What's the question again?
What is green and pecks on a tree?
I would love to go there. Chichen Itza.
Yeah, you should go there. That's got an awesome pyramid.
Chicken Itza.
Yeah, no, but isn't that kind of like more touristy now? Is it still cool? Or
I mean, everything's touristy now, dude.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
Hey, wait till you go to London.
Whoa, I look like a monster in one of these pictures you're putting up here. The light makes me look like I'm like Two-Face, where like half of my face is all like, you know, mangled. No, look at that picture. Doesn't it look kind of like mangled on like my face in that picture? It's just a weird shadow that's on my face. It makes me look like I have like a Star Trek guy. No, sir, I look like a fucking alien. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, send that to the group chat.
Dan's in deep thought right now.
Well, I'm thinking something to do with woodpeckers. Does it have something to do with woodpeckers, Jesse?
Oh, he's trying to answer the joke.
It might.
It might. Okay. All right. All right.
How many guesses? Does he only get one guess and that's it?
I don't think so. I think
it's usually like when I finally say, I don't know.
So. I didn't think he was going to, like, you know, try to guess. I just figured he'd be like, what? What?
Excuse me, I don't know the answer to the joke.
Woodpecker.
Can you repeat the joke, something about a green penis?
What is green and pecks on a tree?
A gangrenous penis. A gangrenous lumberjack's penis.
A grud.
All your deliberations are just.
I'm gonna be so pissed off, aren't I?
You're gonna be really pissed.
All right. I'm just gonna. I give up.
A grud.
Woody wood pickle.
Oh man,
that's a good one.
That is pretty good, though. I would have never got that.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
I would have never got that
because I would not have gotten that.
This is according.
Although I don't know why I didn't put in pecker and pickle, and especially with the drill pickle.
I think I said pickle.
Yeah, right. It's like a drill pickle.
It's a drill pickle joke.
I said a rotting pickle.
According to Laffy Taffy, this comes from somebody named Matthew from Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton.
That joke was sent in by Matthew from Trenton.
Yeah.
Matthew from Trenton. Trenton.
So one problem we have is so one thing I keep forgetting I should mention, like, shouldn't I mention on the podcast, I should mention the actual website for the podcast. It's a good thing these are not official podcasts yet. These are just practice podcasts.
Yeah, we're not even up to podcast
it's
number
official.
One yet.
Otherwise we'd look like fucking maniacs.
Like fucking for pieces real. Of shit.
I've already mentioned the website without mentioning the website. Oh. Like the actual website.
Mm.
It's got everything.com, which I was shocked to get. It's got everything.com.
It's
I keep saying it's not that was a stutter. It's not it's dot got everything.com. It is simply www. It's got everything.com. No apostrophe, even though there ought to be, because you can't do that in a website address.
Can we watch the Ava Braun documentary that you have? I just saw that up there on the show.
It's not an Ava Braun documentary. It is her films. It is films because Hitler, she was lonely up on the Adler's horse.
He was busy killing people.
Yeah, because, you know, he was kind of a shitty dude, apparently. And she hung out up there, and she liked the movies and things. So he bought her, I believe it was a 16 millimeter Might have been eight. But
did
I think
he
it
buy
a...
it for it, or did he just seize it from some Jew?
Well, you know, that's a fair point.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I think he implied to her he bought it.
Oh, I bought this for you, but really just stole it from somebody.
This is sitcom Hitler. Is like, it's this whole thing where he's like,
I bought this for you.
I took it.
He gassed an entire town. And then, oops, it was the wrong model camera.
Oh,
he didn't have the film for it, so he had to do it again. And yeah, it was a whole dun, 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 dun.
It's a situation comedy.
But, yeah, so she took a number of films in and around. It's not that interesting, by the way. I watched it.
She's just bored. She's in the bunker or what?
No, no, no. It's around, you know, the
1942.
The Koenigsee, Adler's Horst, you know, Berchtesgaden.
Right.
Like that. It's her wandering around Berchtesgaden. Hitler shows up in a few of them. It's dogs, some, you know, people running around.
Did they have kids?
Not as far as we know.
Do you think they might have and they're somewhere?
No.
Like, wouldn't that be a trip if you were like Hitler's grandson and you didn't know it?
That would be a trip.
Yeah. I mean, not you, Patrick, like you. Like, hey, Patrick, you, right? I think you're really Hitler's grandchild. You
wouldn't
sick
that
bastard.
Be crazy?
Yeah. You, any, like, what if you
I'm
found,
too tall.
Well, didn't a lot of the people with that were actually directly related to Hitler, they all changed their last names? I mean, because they were like, we don't.
Yeah, some people. There was, wasn't there that one cousin, I think he just refused to have kids. He said he just wanted the...
Yeah, he wanted the line to die out because he was like, fuck that.
I believe the etymology of Hitler is from Heidler, which is like a builder.
Yeah.
And Adolf, I think, comes from Adlerwolf, which is eagle wolf.
I think that guy that didn't want to have kids because of Hitler, I think that was an excuse. I just think he didn't want to commit, you know?
Yeah, so. He just wanted to fuck around. Yeah.
That's a whole other sitcom.
He probably has, like... He probably knocked up a few women.
That's like one of the... It's like an Arrested Development style sitcom, that one, where there's no laugh track, and it's just him, like, all the women are trying to, like, get with him, like, because he's super hot. Like, that's the gag. He's really fucking hot.
But he's Hitler.
And he's charming and nice, and everyone wants to fucking take his babies, and he's like, no, 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 no.
999.
The women are all trying to do, schemes, like, little schemes to get at his semen.
Yep.
It's like a whole semen-oriented, like...
Semen-oriented
comedy.
Yes.
I kind of want to get rid of
that. Get Hitler's semen!
Yep.
Can we get rid of that segment where we're talking about, like... Because ironically, that might, like, hurt me in getting a job.
No. Why would that hurt? What is your problem with that
because
segment?
Because it makes me sound like a fucking racist
No,
asshole.
It doesn't. It
no,
doesn't.
No, no, you
didn't. It actually doesn't.
What segment?
Really?
Yeah, because I've, like, thought about that a lot, too. And it's like, you brought up a discussion you had in class. Like, you had this discussion
in
class.
That's true.
I think part of the problem with that is that nobody says it. The form doesn't explain what's going on.
That's the thing.
That's why I was honest when I said it's educational in the sense that nobody talks about it. Yeah, like Patrick said. They don't
Well, I just want to reiterate that I'm not saying that, you know, like... Whatever he said, I agree
with.
He
sounded like a demon.
I'm possessed.
No, you didn't come off that way. Honestly, you didn't come off that
way.
Well,
I just want to go out of my way to make sure that I say that I don't think that it's hard to be a white guy looking for employment. I
no.
Mean,
you made that very clear,
no,
actually.
Okay, no, but it is important to note that it is absolutely justifiable to be frustrated if you have the skills and credentials and are having difficulty finding something because it shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, and I wouldn't blame it on white.
No,
I don't.
No,
I mean,
it's
that's
the way
just,
it is. There's
yeah,
a,
right.
You know?
And if we don't talk about it, then like there's nothing gets digested.
Well, that's
and it
what
just
I want to
like simmers.
Well, I just want to make it. I just feel like I am fearful that I would come across as like I'm not getting a job because I'm white and some black guy got it.
No, you know no, bitch, mean? you never said that. And
no,
like,
but I
and like we all know what that sounds like. And
okay,
you didn't even come close to that.
Because I want to make very clear that. That's not.
Yeah, no. You actually used a lot of qualifying language to be like, I don't think that you know. But
yeah, exactly.
People, but we had a discussion in classes. This is a thing we talk about.
Just
right. And it's true.
You're
like
from
nobody...
Alexandria doesn't mean you're a Nazi.
Yeah. Exactly. Just remember. Right. Well, don't forget that part.
That didn't used to be true.
Well, I mean, there's so many advantages to being a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant heterosexual male. I'm not saying
and American
and American and speaking you know native English. It's like I have so much just handed to me.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to you know, but I do want to get a job. So I want to do.
Well, I think
the
irony is you probably would have some sort of job more quickly if you did not have the built-in confidence that is bestowed upon all upper middle class white males.
Right.
Because that confidence is what's in your brain. You're like, you know, it's gonna fucking work out. So
right, and it probably will. That's
like, as opposed to if you were like seriously worried, you'd be like, fuck, I gotta like apply to like 100 jobs a day. I gotta like right. really, I gotta go like meet people.
That's
you gotta
true.
Go network. You're not doing that because you don't have to.
Yeah, that's absolutely. That makes me sound even worse. Actually, I'd rather just be a racist than a lazy ass. Crazy. No. Man, at least like some racists.
You're part of the problem, Dave.
Some racists have a work ethic, you know. I'm not.
Oh, no, I think racists actually have to. They tend to work hard.
That's what I'm saying.
I think they work hard.
So maybe that proves I'm not a racist because I don't have a work ethic.
I think
ethic.
It takes a lot of work to like keep that racist shit going.
Right.
I think it's,
you got to be like working 24/7 to rationalize.
For some people,
that.
It might be easy, but I think for a lot of people, like it's a daily chore, and I'm like, I'm gonna wake up in the morning. I gotta gather together all my racist shit. Because while they were dreaming, their brain was like, no, everything's cool. Everyone's like, you know, racist is a social construct. And then they wake up and they're like, I gotta get clear my mind of all that fantasy nonsense.
Yeah, like when they're dreaming, they're not a racist. Like Hitler, when he went to sleep at night and he dreamt of a world where everybody was like holding hands. Like,
do you think that would be a nightmare for him?
Yeah, that's why he had night terrors.
Like, do you think it would be a nightmare for a racist to wake up? Like, they have a dream, and in the dream they fully understand and appreciate in a serious and honest way the meaningless of race and the importance of just people figuring
We're
out
all
what
people
they
are
want to
people,
be,
right?
And the artificiality of the various categories and barriers we put between ourselves for no particular reason.
Yeah, and they'll wake up like, oh!
And they wake up and they're like, that's the worst feeling I've ever had.
Like, oh, equality, oh! They're like in a cold sweat.
Oh my God!
Oh, thank God, I'm back. There's my Confederate flag, oh. All right, thank you. There's my racist wife sleeping next to me, thank God.
Excuse me. Keeping me awake.
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's how the world works.
Excuse me. What was it? You're standing in the door?
Excuse me. You're standing in the doorway.
What's this? I don't know this reference. This
fucking person.
You did
that
this?
Was one of the ones you weren't here for. And we
yeah. I've heard about it, but I haven't.
I was just like taking the bus and shit and was standing like, you know, to wait. We were getting to the bus stop and I was waiting to get off the bus and she's got up behind me and like. She was like, excuse me, you're standing in the doorway. And I was like, yeah, I'm getting off the bus.
Oh, so, she said that to you?
Yeah, she said that to me. And it's like, I'm getting on, standing in the doorway because I'm getting off the bus.
What
you
bus
know?
Was it?
It was the, like, the H24K or something. I don't know.
To where?
It was from fucking...
H24K, that sounds like a spaceship.
H24K.
So that wasn't in this town.
No, I'm about to tell you where it was.
It was on the moon, bitch.
Where was it, Dan? Was it around here? Where was it?
What date and time is it, Dan?
Where were you going?
Wait, you weren't in town? Okay, I'll shut up. Go ahead.
It was on Washington Boulevard, right near next to Route 50, going towards Clarendon.
Okay.
Which was going to work at Harry's Tap Room, which is now on a like some kind of fancy Mexican place. Huh. On
the Mexicans are taking over.
Yep, weird. Exactly. They
See?
Did.
I was right.
Is it good?
I haven't been to the new Mexican place. Harry's was pretty good,
we should go there.
Actually. And that's what is that road? There's like in that area, Clarendon. Those two roads. There's like Wilson
Boulevard and Clarendon Boulevard.
Yeah. So which is the one that goes towards Roslyn? Is that Clarendon? Is that I forget which is Wilson? No, I think that's
Clarendon. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's
it was
so
the road,
confusing.
The road that goes towards fucking.
I used to know when I had when I had to drive in Arlington back in the day prior to GPS.
Mm-hmm.
Now with GPS, whenever I go to you know Clarendon Arlington area, I simply just whatever the GPS says, I'll just do it.
It's really all just Wilson.
Start mowing down some. Like collared shirt dudes on the sidewalk. I'll just have to do
right,
it.
Yeah.
It's really all Wilson, except for like one part where
it's
one,
splits.
One
it splits.
Direction.
It splits.
Yeah. It becomes one direction two ways. That doesn't make sense. One two way road becomes two different one way roads.
Hey, what do you guys think of a?
That was almost a rap.
What, if you're on a date,
one way road comes two different way. One way.
When you said it properly, it was
one
two way
road.
One two way road becomes two one way road. Whoa, yeah, well, that is like some serious shit right there.
That's some crazy shit. Hey Dan, if you were on a dating app and you were like trying to hit on a girl, do you think a good starting line is R, like the letter R, and then U, the letter U? Horny? Question mark. Are you horny?
I've never been on a dating app.
I have a feeling that would be a good. I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, like, do you think that
did
would
you,
be?
Did you do this?
No, but I'm wondering if I should.
You're thinking about doing it.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Okay.
I don't know. I really, like, is that because I'm really ready to try.
Well, isn't
anything.
That how you got reported last time by saying shit like that?
No, he was saying much worse stuff.
No, I was saying like I shit out my dick and stuff like that. I was saying like I pee out my ass now after the accident. Is that a deal breaker? Question mark.
Oh, okay. I remember this.
So, eventually they got fed up.
Yeah,
and
like, and they're like, this guy keeps sending inane messages to people, and they reported. And then I wasn't on it for like, you know, 10 years, and now I have a new email, like a fake email I made up.
I mean, you know, I think that one's more reasonable. It's straight to the point, but it is like probably, well, it probably assumes that there's better ways of going about it. But, you know, why don't you try it? See what happens.
I think I might have sent, because I sent it to a lot, that message is specifically to a lot of people on there. And I think that they might
have.
Are
you horny?
No, I sent like.
You're not horny right now.
I said, since the. Okay.
No, the peeing out the butthole.
I said, like, since the accident, I pee out my ass. Is that a deal breaker?
Okay, right. Yeah, you sent it to a lot of people, and eventually you got reported enough.
And I'm wondering if I sent it to an administrator.
I'm thinking something. You just got reported enough that they were.
Oh, like a few. Because all that you have to do is click a report.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to do anything. You just get, like, they'll get a message, and you say. Report this as offensive,
and they probably got like the same report. If he keeps asking, telling me about this
so
accident,
they probably got like 10
probably,
people. Yeah.
So you probably got reported multiple times. Plus, they were like, "Oh, he keeps saying the same weird, the exact
it's
same."
It's like
weird
this guy's a goofball,
people.
And he's like he's scaring off the women. You know?
Yeah. So right, exactly. So
so that's what happened.
No, but I would think that you could try if you asked him, "Are you horny?" I'm sure you could get away with that for a while.
I would.
In that case, they might just think you're like not that smooth. But if you're talking about like peeing out your ass, they know you're fucking around.
That's exactly it. Yeah, I guess "Are you horny?" is probably one of the more tame things that a guy would write on there.
Yeah,
from what I've heard from women, they get the most horrible. They don't even like talking about it because I was talking to this girl on a date with. And I was just like, well, what is it like when you're on these, you know, websites?
What's it like to be a lady?
Well, she was just saying you get buried in creepy messages, and there might be one guy in there that's interesting, but he's buried below, you know, 30
it's
other
like
messages.
It's like getting a job.
Right. It is kind of like that. So, yeah.
Actually, you know, according to certain subreddits, that's an actual lie that never happens. What? And men and women are treated equally on the internet.
Are you talking about the incels?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
those
that.
Guys?
Yeah. And men's rights. And men's rights and incels.
First
of all, it's made up. Second of all, men deal with the same shit that women do. It's like,
I get periods too.
Yeah,
right. I bleed out my penis.
Yeah. Oh, how about this? Let's say
on
you
the
were
regular.
Let's say you were a guy and you got a message.
Let's say that.
Let's say that, and you get a message from an attractive girl that says, "Are you horny?" Question mark. You would love that, right?
I would be suspicious.
I would think that it was a guy trying to like fuck with me.
It's a bot or it's a guy.
Exactly.
You're trying to get your credit card number.
Yeah,
or
because
something.
They know that's how I really want to talk to people.
Yeah,
so they talk to me like that.
It's like this. No, this is too good to be true. Nobody would put a woman this beautiful in my life, right?
But given that it was, given that I knew it was a woman, though, even then, like Patrick said, I'd probably be suspicious.
What if like literally like the woman of your dreams sent you that message and then you were just like, oh, it's bullshit, and then you just ignored
monsters.
It. Yeah, what's going on at
monsters.
Jimmy's? Are you horny? There's some craziness in
Well, you guys are so loud, man.
It's these guys. They're loud.
I'm not that loud, am I?
You're loud.
You're louder than me, and I'm
loud as
fuck.
Why didn't you fucking tell me? I would have fucking gotten softer.
He looks so sad. No, don't get softer.
No.
Jimmy has the ability. Everyone can adjust the volume.
Yeah, I turned my headphone volumes down because it was
everyone,
so loud at the beginning.
Everyone can
loud,
adjust
so
the
I
volume as they like.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. It's all good. I ain't mad at you, baby, but I'm just saying, if I'm hurting you, I want to know because I don't want to hurt you no more.
Baby, I don't want to hurt you no more.
It seems to be hurting like Jimmy's like perception of them. You know.
I'm sorry, Jimmy.
It's probably overloading his phone.
I didn't mean to hurt you. You made me so mad.
Jimmy, are you mad?
No.
Thank you.
Yay.
I'm sorry.
No, just all loud.
Okay.
Yeah, Dan,
he can't turn his shit down because he's got a.
Was Jamie mad at? Has she ever been like annoyed at me and Dan because we're just yelling and screaming down here?
I don't think so.
Oh, really? You got to hold on to her, man.
I'm doing my best.
Like, that's a good one right there.
First of all, she puts up with you, and then she puts up with this nonsense.
Mainly,
Friday.
Yeah. No, she puts up with me. That's sufficient.
Well, that's 99.
Like, I gotta lock that shit down.
Dude, if I can find a woman to put up with me, I'm fucking making sure. sure I
good luck.
Hold on to that. Yeah, right. It's true. I'm not. I don't even see that as.
No,
like
I mean
a,
that sincerely. Like it's
absolutely
it's a rare thing.
Yeah, it's like if I can find a woman who could deal with my nonsense, then fucking awesome. You know.
Yeah. Cheating some kind of Alfredo noodles or something there?
I don't. No, no, that's a ramen noodles. Where just is taken the, out of the. That's at the Oki Bowl.
That looks yummy.
You've been there. That's
oh,
that
yeah,
place
right,
you've been to.
Right.
Where's Oki Bowl?
It's a. It's on
it's
M Street.
It's got all that weird woodwork on the inside.
It's near DuPont on M Street.
Oh, M Street.
Yeah. Jimmy's been there too.
It was. That was very good, actually.
Let's all go to Eaton, D.C.
Is that a place? Eaton, D.C.
Let's all, like, Jimmy, Dan,
we'll go to
Daniel.
All go to different restaurants.
Yeah.
And, we'll and report back. We'll meet at DuPont Circle yeah. and discuss.
Or we could, yeah. we could like, do a Google Hangout video.
Get something to go and compare it.
What's a cool place to go in D.C. to get food?
Everywhere.
Let's go do it sometime. Like have a whole group.
Do you like crickets? Because at Oyamel, you can get a spicy cricket taco from Jose Andre.
Do you like crickets?
There's a lot of protein in that, right?
Cricket
taco. Isn't it good
yeah,
for you?
Tasty,
it's got
yeah.
a lot of chitin.
Wait, now cricket... Chitin. Oh, no, chitin. Isn't that vomit? Cricket vomit?
No, it's like the skin.
Chitin is the show.
I mean, like
the exoskeleton.
The nail.
Oh,
material.
Right. Okay. So wait, a cricket taco? Now, I could be into crickets, but that's a lot of cricket. That's a whole mouthful of cricket right
yeah, there. Yeah, because it's like little crickets.
But there's a lot of
them.
There's
like a lot of them, and they're like boiled
crispy.
In some sort of like tasty, spicy
Does
sauce.
It seems
good?
Like that'd be a little much.
It's a little, like, it's like a little leggy, but it's like a shrimp taco.
Leggy.
There's a little leggy. I was picking a few legs out
of my
teeth.
I would like to eat a cricket at a time, like pop them one at a time, but like a whole.
I think there are other.
I don't know if I could do it.
I think there are other places you can do
that.
I would eat. I would try the cricket taco.
But the cricket taco, I would recommend because and it was really spicy and it was the flavor was nice. It tasted like sort of like an earthy shrimp, but crunchier and with more legs.
Shrimp
with,
of the
with
earth.
More legs. Oh, all those legs.
Shrimp of the
I went
cave.
To a Nepalese restaurant in D.C.
Nipple-ese.
Nipple peas. I went
nipple
to a nipple.
I peed on my nipples.
I pee out my nipples.
Yeah. Is that a deal breaker? I pee out my nipples.
That's a deal breaker.
Yeah, that would be.
See, the thing is as ridiculous as the peeing out your ass is. there's some bizarre plausibility there. There's some,
right.
yeah,
like maybe of diarrhea or something.
Some like yeah. emergency surgery, radical doctor.
But why would that
you
cause...
were in the Antarctica, but peeing out your nipples,
Antarctica.
Peeing out your
it
nipples.
Just doesn't
which
make sense.
That's
it's
like
so...
the seventh sign. Or some shit.
Yeah, I didn't say that. For the record, I never said that to a woman. Okay. I'm not that kind of guy. I would never say something like
just
that.
Just pee
to a woman.
Out the ass.
Yeah, that's. I have said that
because that at least makes some sort of
yeah.
sense.
Yeah, right.
Well, we have a song called Deal Breaker. It's about that.
Peeing out your ass?
Yeah, it's about a guy who pees out his ass. It's
oh, so that's where like the question to the women, because after you made the song, you were like, what if I actually asked women this?
No, the song came after.
Oh, after the incident.
I told Nick about it. And he thought it was hilarious. Okay. And he had a song with music. And he's like, and at first I thought he was going to write. I don't know what he was going to write using. He's like, no, I'm going to write Deal Breaker. That's the song for the P. And then we wrote another song about a guy who shits out his dick. And
oh, wow. It's like a part. It's like a complimentary
yeah.
song.
Two songs.
It's called Deal Maker. And
it's
about a guy.
Shit.
And the lyrics are about there's this
guy. Is that
guy,
the one that's coming out on the new album?
Yeah. There's this guy who made a deal with the devil. Basically said he could live forever. But the only thing is you got to shit out your dick. And then the chorus is, I shouldn't have made that deal.
and now, again, to clarify, yeah. when you say you have to shit out your dick, that yeah. means the poo-poo comes out your pee-pee?
Yeah, once, and I actually thought of the rules.
Poop
it's like
noodle.
Once every day you have
to
take a bowel movement.
Out of your dick.
You get to live forever. You never die. You're like a vampire. You never die.
Is it painful?
Yes,
you're not
shitting out your dick.
You're not shitting.
Ironically, you want to die because
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not shitting
like,
your
yes.
dick out. You're
no,
shitting
you're
out
shitting.
Of your dick.
Yeah, feces is coming out of your penis yeah. in a solid form every day when you have to have your bowel movement.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, it's like a deal with the devil that you shouldn't make, you know?
Yeah.
It's like selling your dick just to gain the world.
Yeah.
What does it mean if you gain the world but you lose a
what do you
healthy
gain
bowel
in the
movement?
World? What is this? Yes. Gain in the world.
I don't know. Maybe
is
know.
This when you get like those good powers?
Yeah, you get. I don't know about if you get powers.
You
but.
Previously had only evil powers, and then you got the good powers.
Dude, that guy looks like Matt Damon. Your friend Chris Beard looks exactly like Matt Damon. That's
he does a little.
That's probably why he got laid yeah. back in the freaking 90s because like that guy was the hot new stud, Matt Damon.
What is it? Where is that picture?
I believe that's at Dave's house.
Dave,
Wait, which house? Where?
They fight.
Is he in the
background?
His wife.
Where do they live?
Do they have kids?
Why are you asking all these questions? I don't know. I don't think they have kids at this point.
Who's
they
that guy in the American Springfield flag shirt?
Springfield.
Okay. I don't really know that guy.
I don't trust him.
Apparently, they like Chevrolet.
Later.
It's mushrooms.
Oh, those are cool.
This is a King's Dominion.
Yeah. That looks like Donald Trump's
penis. This is the segment of the podcast where we look at pictures on the TV.
Yeah, that nobody can see.
You can't see it.
That's a trend, though, with podcasts is people talk about things that they just describe it. Yeah.
This is a scene from King's Dominion.
It's like talking on the phone with
taken at the King's Dominion haunt.
Three mushroom statues.
And that shit's been there for years.
Painted yellow, and the two on the sides are painted yellow. The one in the middle is pink.
And it looks the most
like
No,
they
penis.
Don't even do that. They it just have like a normal Donald conversation as if people were there. They do that in podcasts. I think they do that on the Joe Rogan podcast or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, and
that's a really popular podcast.
Yeah,
these animatronic mushrooms will start talking and singing a song.
Oh, man.
What you can't see out of frame just to the right on this picture is a frog. There's a frog made out of a similar material, but it's a frog.
We don't even see that, and we're here.
Yeah, we don't see exactly. So we're describing. We're now describing.
We're on the
same
level now.
I'm describing something out of my memory.
The tops of their heads are like the bottom of my scrotum.
And then one of the
quote of the night: the tops of their heads are like the bottom of my scrotum. That should go in your grave, Jesse.
It's got that little, you know, crease.
Some weighty balls. But the middle mushroom is funny because it's all super tall and pink and skinny, whereas the other two are more squat. And so the one in the middle looks the most like like a penis, but it's a long, horrifyingly deformed penis.
And that thingy on the top is extra thingified.
It's extra little bulbousy.
They all
butt
look,
chin
they
style.
All look surprised,
and they all have mustaches.
They all
these
look
are
surprised.
these are mushrooms with mustaches.
The middle one is the only one with a black mustache.
And you gotta put this as a link or something. This picture.
No,
this
description is adequate. The picture's now gone. Interestingly, a mushroom was included in this next picture too.
For context,
these are real mushrooms.
We're in Patrick's, I guess, living room in his basement, and there's a TV.
It's a rumpus room.
It's a rumpus room, and there's a TV rumpus. On, and the only thing on the TV is Patrick's photos that he's taken
from the Google. Chromebits.
And I assume every 2 minutes or every 1 minute or something like that, the picture changes. But
I believe it is every 1 minute.
Every 60 seconds, the picture
changes.
It's a
nice, fun little feature in Chromecast.
So right now we're looking at a picture of Atom, Patrick's eldest son, with a bottle of water.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the audience. Everybody.
Remember to like and subscribe.
I don't want people to feel left out. You know what I mean? Like,
listen to the website.
Well, you know who actually listens to this is Victor Mendoza. My friend Victor Mendoza listens to these podcasts. And
that's right.
He listened to the last three. He said something about, his comment on the last podcast that was up there was like, he said that I wussed out because I said like the Thames River. He's like, you wussed out, man. There's something more embarrassing.
He's
like, there's something more.
But you had already said it's ridiculous to talk about what the most embarrassing thing. Why would you talk about that on a why would you tell that to anybody? Let alone on a podcast.
No, I have some.
Does he know something about you that others don't? Is that weird?
Yeah, he knows.
No, he's just he's saying about anybody.
When he said you wussed out, did he just know that you must have?
No,
something?
He was saying that. Well, I'm sure he knows things about me. But what I'm saying is that like he wasn't referring to that. I think he was referring to. That's not that unreasonable to read Thames and think it's like not realized.
No, it's not.
It's
I think
Thames.
Most everybody else in the room just simply didn't admit to making that exact same error.
Well, exactly. He's saying like just you as a human being, like you know anybody has done.
So he saw right through you basically.
I remember. Okay, here's one that's humorous. Like, but it goes back to when I was about 5 years old. I first saw Back to the Future, and he's like,
Marty, you made it.
No, the part where he's like. It works. I invented something that works. You know when Marty says like you bet your ass it works.
Yeah.
When I first saw it, up until like basically I was like 10 or 11 when I first saw it, I thought he said your asshole works. Like he just said like your asshole works, like meaning like you did invent your asshole and that works. So like
your asshole works.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
so it follows.
Yeah, exactly. So that was the thing that I misunderstood from age 5 to 12. And then I'm like, oh, he said, you bet your ass it works. Okay, I get it. Yeah.
So I had one again. Yeah. The question was, the question in that podcast was, what's something that you learned you had
embarrassingly late
that you had something wrong for until
right, and
way,
that's
way
like,
late.
I literally thought that Marty said your asshole works.
I had a it's not as good as that quite as good as that one probably, but and it's kind of like a Thames one, but I remember my mom, one of the regular jokes she would tell was when I was a kid or whatever, you know, one of the regular jokes she would tell was, a man goes into a doctor's office and says, "Doctor, I've been stabbed in the back 7 times." The doctor says, "Does it hurt?" The man says, "Only when I laugh." It's an old joke.
Yeah, yeah. I knew you were going to say that joke too.
The thing is, I didn't get it. I kind of just, you know, you're like, okay. I didn't get it. I thought maybe it was a German joke that didn't come through in the translation or something. Because right. There are some that my mom tells that just don't make any sense in English. But but I remember maybe 10 or 15 years later, just randomly thinking about it, and all of a sudden I thought, wait a second, why would he be laughing if he was stabbed in the back 7 times? At what point in between being stabbed in the back 7 times and going to the doctor's office, at what point in that brief, presumably brief time period, would he have an opportunity to laugh? And I think I laughed harder than I had laughed at any other joke because it just took so long to get. And it's such a dumb joke, but it took a long time
to
like get the joke.
I didn't get it.
Built up and spewed.
One joke that's great, a great joke that I didn't get at first and I got years later was in Young Frank. It's the most obvious joke ever where he's like, Igor like follows them down somewhere and he's like, call it a hunch. Badoom ching. Yeah. And I didn't get like that he was talking about his hunch, you know, like. I just thought he was being goofy, like call it a hunch, badoon, and I didn't, you know.
I didn't get the raspberry joke, raspberry jam joke in Spaceballs.
I thought it was just a non sequitur too.
Because he says, "What is it?"
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
Raspberry.
Yeah.
It's like only one man would dare give me the raspberry.
Yeah,
I thought it was more brilliant. It's actually funnier if he's randomly. Yeah, it's funnier.
It's a raspberry.
That makes it less funny. That makes it far less funny than if he just like. What if he said, the grape jelly? You know what I mean? It's funnier if it's a non sequitur, like raspberry. I mean, in a way, it's funny because it's Mel Brooks, and it's funny because it's so stupid.
That would create a whole mythos. Is that how you pronounce it? Mythos?
Yeah, exactly.
That would be a whole about all the flavors.
It's pronounced mythos.
Mythos. It would create a whole mythos about all the flavors of raspberry or jelly.
I'm just kidding.
And the raspberry was like the worst, but we don't know that. It's like a whole story behind, there's grape, and there's raspberry, and there's strawberry, and there's lemon. There's all these flavors of jelly, and we don't have any idea of which one's worse than the other.
Exactly.
But in this world, for some reason, raspberry's the worst.
It's more that it's just...
And they don't tell us why.
It's more that it's, it's inane and silly is why it would be funnier.
No,
if
but
it
I,
wasn't, you know, like, specifically referring to, the raspberry, the raspberry, right. One phrase that I didn't understand, and I got it pretty quickly after, but I always heard when you say you sow your wild oats,
mm-hmm.
you know, I thought it's soil your wild oats.
Ah.
That's what I first heard, and I always thought like, so the guy is like, what is he doing? He's soiling, or and then I read it, I'm like, oh, it's so that makes it's less. It still doesn't really make sense. But
what was that one in Goodfellas when she's like? What, you never shut up? You know, when it's like Martin Scorsese's mom was telling the joke, the Italian joke, and she's like, but in Italian, it makes much more sense.
Yeah, right. It's
and
like,
then he's talking
content
about her,
to be a jerk.
And he's talking, content to be a jerk, right? And he's talking about her painting. He's like, this dog's looking this way, that dog's looking this guy. And this guy's like, what do you want from me?
Best art critic critique ever.
Yeah. What do you
he
want
looks
from
like
me?
Somebody we know. Ah!
Yeah.
There's like a guy who's dying in their trunk, and they're like shoving food in their mouth. Like all like it's pretty great.
That's the best movie.
It is pretty fun to watch. Yeah. He's like, hoof, hoof, you know? Yeah, so anyway.
No
so
more religious paintings, please.
I've shared my embarrassing misunderstandings, so everybody else has to share. Now, Victor, fuck you. I've revised, and you know when you go back and you retract a story? Like,
I think
he will listen to this.
He will, and I think he may have some critiques over
he
your
wanted,
revision.
He wanted to...
He wanted something really embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm not, sorry. Not, that's the best I got. Of, not I'm not revealing cute. Anything more embarrassing than what I've been. Yeah, to me, that, yeah. I can. Oh, if you want to just. I could tell you my whole fucking life story. Now, that's a fucking cringe fest, you know.
I mean, I can give a. I can confess something that happened.
Yeah.
One time in Montessori school in first grade, the teacher came out. I mean, you're pretty much going to know where this goes as soon as I mention what happened. But the teacher came out.
Is this another you pooped in your pants and you kept it in your pants for a while story?
No, but it isn't far off of what I'm talking about. So she came out and she's like, apparently somebody's been urinating on the walls in the bathroom. And I remember
apparently.
That. I remember that one time I was like peeing. It was a single person bathroom with right. a lock on it. And there was a poster on the wall of like some kind of, you know, ferret or a. Or a monkey or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
And like I was peeing, and then I lifted my. This is first grade, and I lifted my wiener up, and yeah. I just started peeing all over the poster, just because I thought it was fun. I was like, I'm gonna do it. It was like one of those impulsive things.
God
where
bless
just like,
you.
On the moment, you're just like, I'm gonna do this, and I was like, and then I did that.
You
and
lived. Lived.
And then I did, it, and my first time I did it. They noticed, and she talked to the whole class
apparently
about it.
Apparently, has been. See, that's the thing. Like,
but I never fessed up to it.
The phrasing is like, apparently, somebody has, as if it's been happening over. So maybe there right. was somebody else that did it too.
Ah, I didn't think about it. So it's like, that makes me feel better. It means yeah. I'm not alone in that urge as a man with a
but
wiener to
want
to do
that. But if it's just you, it's actually funnier because it just happened once.
Yeah.
And the way that she phrased it was has been like okay. I have a story similar to this.
It's like a conspiracy, an unknown conspiracy, well, unintentional conspiracy.
Well, I have a story from I think the second or third grade, something like that. I was at John Adams Elementary School, which is near where I live. You know, guys know where that is, right? John Adams Elementary School.
Yeah,
I
totally. Know where that was that is. The Paul Giamatti was the principal?
Okay. Well,
nuh-uh. Oh yeah, he was.
Was he? Anyway. Okay,
yeah.
So I went there from kindergarten to fourth grade, and then I went to Cora Kelly from fifth and sixth grade. But anyway, I was there in the second grade, and it used to be a junior high school. So they had lockers in the hallway. Even though it was an elementary school, they had like all the setup for a junior high school. We never used the lockers. I think we might have had like put our coats in it or something. Anyway. So anyway, like there was this incident where the teacher comes into the room. And she's like, there's water all over the floor on the lockers. And then, like, some kid, like, it, like said, like, I know what it is. And she's like, what is it? And then he wrote on a piece of paper, P-E-A. And gave it to the teacher. She's like, oh, I can't believe it. And it was like a whole thing where, like, and then they had to sit everybody down and say, you have to, when you go to the bathroom, you have to use the toilet. It's not okay to go to the bathroom on the lockers.
In the hallway.
But the thing I remember.
How'd the kid know it was pee?
I don't know. Somehow he had known. Like
he done did it.
Maybe he did it. I don't know. But he wrote P-E-A.
Yeah.
That was P.
And he wrote it and handed it to her.
And she was just like, oh.
Oh, I never.
Right. And I think that there was like one time, like there was a student who like drew some like really graphic sexual stuff like later on in junior high.
Oh, yeah. That's.
And one of the teacher was like, it's natural.
Oh, man.
Don't worry. It's natural. But everybody was like totally.
Yeah,
you know, like I don't think we're turning this into it. This is just some crude kid, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she should have said that about the lockers. See, that would have made more sense. She's like,
"Excuse me, you're peeing on the locker."
Maybe she was upset that like they spelled pee wrong.
Yeah, that's fucked
maybe
up.
That was like what she was like. I failed as a
we
teacher.
We just had a spelling test
right.
today.
Or maybe she thought peas were coming out of the guy's penis.
And then she thought her world was crumbling.
Right.
So here's the thing. I happen to know you have yeah. jogged my memory.
Another story.
Yes. well, it's less of an embarrassing thing. It's just more like I have the good fortune to have I've been able to pinpoint exactly the moment when I became disaffected with the education system.
Here we go. This is going to be good.
And interestingly enough, it's in very close proximity to when the education system became sort of disaffected by me.
Ooh.
Oh.
It both happened.
Oh snap.
It both happened. They both happened in in first grade, and I was at a private school at the time. And we were in class, and the teacher said to draw your pet, right? Draw your pet.
Yeah.
And at the time, I had my family had a miniature short-haired dachshund. So a small, short-legged dachshund miniature.
Those are cute.
Short hair. They're
those
cute.
Are cool, yeah.
Bark a lot.
Yeah, my Porter has
bit off
those.
My earlobe. They had to sew my earlobe back on. This is a different story. So anyway, I draw earlobe a crude business. First grader's picture, a profile image of my dachshund.
I know where this is.
We turn in our little assignment papers, I think. Maybe she just looked over my shoulder. I don't know. Either way, the teacher, who I didn't get along with, she grabs my paper, and then she starts pointing at it, and she says, "Patrick, what is this?" She's pointing at the paper, and I said, "That's my dog." And she said, "No, what is this?" She points more emphatically, and I say, "That's my dog's, his wee-wee, his
Oh, so you drew the penis on the dog. Yeah, yeah.
Because the profile of a dachshund.
Yeah.
Well, it has a little penis.
Yeah, right. What's wrong with that?
It's like a little, it looks like the bottom of a ship or something, you know? That
she shamed you. She shamed you.
Yeah, it does look like the bottom of a ship. Yeah.
So.
Why wouldn't you if it's
I got in trouble. Right. She said, "Patrick, we do not draw a dog's thingy in school." And really? I literally could not understand what she meant. And that's when this began to disengage from the education system.
She's perverted.
It didn't even rise to that level. I was a first grader, and in my mind, there was no connection being made between what she told me. Like, the assignment was draw your pet, and then she said, "Don't draw penises." It did not make sense to me.
Bullshit. Yeah.
So since it didn't make sense to me, I think I was just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Not long after that is when she gave up on me.
And well, all fuck of the her.
Which was, I am, for background, I'm left-handed, and left-handed people have a...
Wait, was this a weird religious school or something?
No, it wasn't religious at all. It was completely non-religious.
This is a private school.
No, most of the teachers there were cool, and even this person, she was a good teacher. She kind of was confused by me and a couple other people.
Are Tessa or Adam left-handed?
No.
Was she older, like old, or just normal?
Well, I was in first grade, so to my eyes, she was like 80 years old, but she's probably like 35.
She's younger than we are now.
Yeah. So what happened was, just for background, I'm left-handed, and we have a special dispensation from the UN that we don't have to write well. It's just not—it's not going to happen. Handwriting is not going to be good from a left-hander. If you see a left-hander who writes well, it's not that they can't write well, but as they've been tortured. They've either been tortured by somebody else, or they've tortured themselves to write, or it's they're possibly a robot. It could be
Kurt Cobain was left-handed.
Like
he killed Westworld. Himself.
Yes, exactly. That's the more common thing. Left-handers do live shorter because we live in a right-hander's world.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were in class, and we were learning to write the alphabet, and we had gotten to lowercase alphabet. And so the assignment was to write whatever, the alphabet, write some words or something, maybe some sentences. And the teacher comes by and she says, "What is that?" And I said, "That's an A." And I had drawn like a little loop in a line. Now, what she said was, she said, "What is that?" I said, "That's an A." And she said, "No, that's not how you draw an A. I want you to write 100 A's or 4 pages, whatever it was."
Right.
A lot for a kid. But she didn't really explain to me what she was looking for. She just said I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was doing it wrong and I should do it 100 times.
Oh, man.
So I sit there.
There's
and
so many things about that piss me off. I don't even want to begin to talk about it.
I start writing A's and I write and I write and I write and I'm smearing because I'm left-handed and it's that weird brown recycled paper with the blue and red lines.
Yeah, I hate those.
Oh, it was all like
white. Those are traumatizing.
I remember those too.
What is up with that?
The school storage.
And I do it and then I'm almost done and she comes. She was sitting at her desk. I believe I was staying in during recess during this too. Right. I was like missing recess to write, practice my A's, and then she, after a while, she gets up and I'm almost done and she comes and looks at it and she just sees 100 of the exact same like wrong A. And she literally picks up the paper, she looks at it, and she just went And she said, go outside.
You won.
Man.
You
I got
won.
To, I got to go to recess.
You got to go to recess.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's fucked
took
up.
It took a long time for me to get back into like enjoying school again.
Man, right. So she fucked up your recess a little bit because of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard my story.
Like I said, there's like a million things that make me angry about that I can't start because I won't. I'll start yelling again.
Well, you heard my story about, and I'm not going to repeat it, but about I had to go to the adaptive PE to learn how to catch a ball.
Yeah.
that was something.
Wait, you went to remedial PE?
Yeah, they took me out of English class to like, because I cheated in a game of crab ball. You know, when you, I've already told the story, but anyway, I was like, we're playing crab ball. You walk on your hands and knees. And
shit
I crawled. And
I hated that shit.
And I crawled, and then the teacher like told my mom, like, Daniel doesn't understand the rules of crab ball. I and then my mom's like, well, maybe we should have him come down and learn, you know, like how to catch a ball properly. Like, you know what I mean? And then,
but
like,
isn't that game not about? It's not about catching a ball. It's about like
it made no
walking
sense.
Like a crab.
It made no sense. It made absolutely no sense. Anyway, I was comparing it to the, you know, how Howard Stern's mom, like...
Walking like a crab.
Howard Stern's mom, like, gave him, it took his temperature with a thermometer through his anus.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even until he was a teen. You know what I mean? And he was he was just like, no, you bend over. I'm taking his bit here, but you bend over, Howard. That's how we need to take your temperature.
That's how we need to take your temperature.
Right. Howard, he was a genius back in the day, Howard.
Did you hear that?
Hey, Jesse, why don't you turn the volume down in your headphones instead of blaming me?
What?
I'm sorry. That was...
you were holding on to that.
I was really holding on to that.
Oh, man. That's a resentment.
I'm sorry, Jesse. That was...
He unloaded on your...
That came out much more like venomous than I meant it to.
I did, in fact, turn it down.
I defeated it.
That's another callback.
You gotta let it out, man.
It was.
Yeah. Are we starting to repeat ourselves? We're going to old material.
No, callbacks are a brilliant way of repeating yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should give it a try. So what you should do is make a little joke now.
Spontaneous. Yeah.
And then later, you come back with an add-on to that little joke that turns it retroactively into a big joke.
Oh, yeah, what you're doing is you're repeating old material, but instead of it seeming old and stale because you're repeating, you actually do the opposite. You use some kind of like word Aikido and you make it more, or no, word judo actually.
Yeah,
and you make it like, and you make it more powerful and funny as a result.
It's a standard comedy tactic. You freshen it up
with a
healthy amount of...
Well, Seinfeld obviously does that.
No, you have to freshen up the joke with a healthy amount of D's.
Yeah.
You need to don't forget
that.
The D's though.
Yeah, you can't forget the D's.
A D's nut.
So there you go.
I don't know, man.
It's the ultimate callback.
It's 1:53 a.m.
On what date? What date?
November 17th, 2018.
Well, yeah.
November 17th, 2018. Oh, like next week is fucking Thanksgiving. What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
Shit.
What, you're going to your stepmom's house?
No. They go up to New York and they invite me and I always don't. I don't want to do
so
it.
So what are you doing? Just hanging out?
Yeah, I just hang out. I like it better. It sounds really depressing, but I actually like it better.
It's kind of nice to have it.
It is a tasty burger.
I like...
Get burgers on Thanksgiving.
I like hanging out with family and stuff, but like something about Thanksgiving in particular just kind
of
stresses me out.
I don't like Thanksgiving.
I like the food and the eating. I just like when these sort of planned family gatherings really bug me out.
You know what? I don't dislike Thanksgiving dinner. It's just that like I don't see what the big fucking deal is. Honestly, I mean that's just me, and maybe I'm being a fucking un-American commie bastard by saying that, but you know, it's just not. I love
I protest I am not a merry man.
I mean, I like Christmas. I like Jimmy, you know, my favorite holiday of all time, and I can, even if I'm by myself, I enjoy it, is New Year's Eve. I fucking love it. I really enjoy, like, I'll just watch CNN by myself.
Do you find
and enjoy
it cleansing it. And refreshing? The,
I just really
the coming
like,
of the new year?
Maybe.
The washing away of old sins?
He's talking about sperm coming out of your dick.
Well, I always jerk off every New Year's Eve. So maybe that's just an association.
Like, right when it turns midnight.
Yeah, I like, I'm coming when the new year. Oh, that's got to be what it
did
is.
Did you ever miss one?
Yeah, one time I came at like 12:03.
And the whole year was completely fucked
that
up.
That was a shitty year.
That would be, I mean, you know, I'm happy to not be a superstitious person, but I think it would be particularly upsetting if you were a superstitious person whose superstitions relied on timing issues.
Yeah.
Because
some people
think
do.
About, yeah, if you were, and
that's
not just,
OCD though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess at a certain point, I was just, you know, the concept of like, you know, timing it to like a specific like New Year's or something.
Yeah,
like
right.
That is, because that's, you know, that's a lot of pressure.
It's arbitrary.
That's stressful.
Yeah, it's like just enjoy the midnight on September 14th. You know, when it turns to September 15th. That's a good one. Yeah, man. So, like, that's my favorite. Well, what's a holiday that you really... What's your favorite holiday, Dan?
I don't really like holidays.
D's.
So you... What? D's? D's what?
DVD's nuts.
Oh, you got me.
Diz dick.
Diz dick.
His favorite holiday is neck bone day.
Neck bone.
Oh, shit. So, what are you doing for Thanksgiving, Jesse? That's who I should ask. What are you going?
I mean,
to
I like
Natalie's
okay.
Parent?
I like the idea of Halloween a lot. I think Halloween is a really awesome idea for a holiday.
It is cool.
It's a community and shit. It's pretty tight. Christmas would be more fun, or like the end of the year holiday celebration idea is more fun if it didn't stress me out.
Yeah.
And I know it's so like cliche to be holiday. Stressed out by that holiday, but I am. Thanksgiving, I love the food and shit. I like hanging out with my family. I really do. It's just when it's like these weird planned family gatherings because it's a holiday, they stress me out.
Maybe.
So, and I like 4th of July. I think that's a lot of
that's a cool holiday.
Fun.
4th of July is a cool. You know what? I think that what they should do is have like a week where you're not obligated to do shit. That should be the holiday.
Damn right.
Because like people get so stressed.
We
people
should have like 8 of those.
Well, people get so fucking stressed out about like it's nice to have a 4-day weekend, right?
It's awesome.
But people are so fucking stressed.
I think we should go through a 3-week work month.
Right. Yeah. Where you have a week off every month?
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
You know, I would be all for
it. And it would be combined with a 4-day work week.
Would it be so the 3
and
4, weeks
and
4 you
hour
work,
work days.
So you'd only work, be working like 12 days
and
a
basic
month.
Minimum income.
Yeah.
I would totally be into that.
Yeah, that sounds all right.
Yeah, I'd be cool with
that. Isn't that what they do in Europe already?
No.
Basically what they do?
I like a 6-hour
like
work day.
Like Spain, they just sit around
cool
all day. They in Spain, they work till 3 a.m., but they somehow sit around all day.
I would like a 6-hour work day where you work for 3 hours and you get an hour for lunch, you work another 3 hours and you go home.
It's similar to what I have. I work a 7-hour work day.
That's perfect, right? That's
it's
fucking...
pretty good.
So
pretty
when good. Do you get there?
I get there at 5:30 in the morning.
No, you don't.
And I stay until 9 o'clock at night because I work really hard. I work a lot of free overtime.
So you work like only one day a week.
I work 8 days a week, as the Beatles said.
Sons of bitches.
But back in the day, you could say something nonsensical and people would be like, "That's genius."
Yeah, right.
8 days a week.
Oh yeah,
these guys are fucking geniuses.
110%.
I see you with my ears.
It's the voice of
and
now.
And I hear you with my eyes.
The voice of now? Is that what you said,
Jesse?
What'd
you say, Jeff?
Yeah, that's what I said.
The voice of now.
The now.
That shit is fucked up, man. My brain is
Zeitgeist.
All... Zeitgeist.
Hey,
is that like a poltergeist?
We're running out
Zeitgeist.
Of material. I'm asking about the holidays now.
Well, I think we'll log off in a second.
No!
But...
The horny days.
It's grinding to
horny
a halt.
But I want to find out. It sounds like Jimmy, are you disposing of a reporter over there? What's
sounds
going
like
on?
He's scraping a
I
chair.
Thought he was in a car driving off a cliff.
No, I'm here. I have you on computer.
Driving off a cliff.
Like, no, just that's funny.
Are we annoying you or entertaining you, Jimmy, or both?
Neither.
I think it's neither.
Neither. I think it's neither.
I think Jimmy wishes we were playing GTA.
Oh, was he? You guys are playing?
We should play some GTA. We should live play GTA while we're
podcast.
Like, yeah.
You know what we got to do, Patrick, is this this Tuesday we should maybe go to like a locker room or something.
Oh, yeah.
On like a mission. Are you down for
a
that?
A mission like whatever.
Locker room.
Hey, whatever happened to online magic?
Locker room.
I still have that somewhere. Yeah. I have it on my computer.
I want to go.
I want to go. Well, Tuesday.
Actually,
I could go any day this week.
So here's this is a good segue because what the other thing I remember like earlier I said I don't mention the website enough. It'sgoteverything.com.
What is it? Wait. I didn't catch that.
It'sgoteverything.com.
Wait. One more time.
What's, Patrick and friends.
What's
I don't believe it.
What's got everything?
Everything.
It does.
The website
D
has everything.
D
but
nuts.
We also.
All over your face.
We also don't have any. We don't have ads yet. We gotta get some ads.
Oh yeah, I was thinking about
to
that.
To be a podcaster, you have ads.
I was trying to make some contacts about that.
We could just start doing ads of for the locker room, like on spec. whether they like it or not. So we can say, go down. Hey, Daniel.
Hey,
what's the address of the locker room in Falls Church? Beautiful downtown Falls Church, Virginia. The locker room, sports bar, and
Falls
grill.
Church City proper.
Broad Street somewhere.
Broad Street somewhere. Get on Broad Street. If you gone, if you miss it, then you've gone too far. Turn around.
Hey, Patrick, do you want to go to the locker room on Thanksgiving?
I would. I'm busy on Thanksgiving, but on Tuesday, is Half Price Burger Day, and let me tell everyone
that's
out there,
not possible.
Yeah. Not only do you get a half price burger,
I'm already blown away
by
that.
Which, as a result of being half price, feels like it's priced appropriately for the quality. Yeah. Then,
exactly.
In addition to that. Like, you don't have to get that, because I don't really like the burger, so I get the BLT, which is quite lovely.
It's not half price, though.
It's not half price, but you can
the
get
fries
it.
There he are
can
good.
Get Daniel can get it. You can get a half price burger.
Sweet
Daniel can get
fries.
A half price burger. Jesse might get a burger, but he also might get something else.
Now,
you
what about
go?
Those wings? I hear something about that you can have them put
on
Old
Thursday,
Bay. You can put
on
Old
Thursday,
Bay.
They have
on Thanksgiving,
wings.
We should go for Thursday
Broad Street.
Wings.
And
it's
I hear
near, it's near.
Not I hear. Wait. Tell me if this is a lie, guys. Tell me if this is true. I hear you can put Old Bay on the wings there. Is this true?
Yeah.
They have Old Bay wings, which are fucking great.
Oh, my goodness. That's fucking crazy.
They'll take those wings and they'll shove them straight up your ass.
They're going to fuck them in front of my fucking ass.
The wings give me heartburn. That's the thing. I love the wings.
More like fartburn.
That too. I mean, they give me like the shits.
More like
shits.
Dick burn.
Yeah,
what you do
neck
is
neck bone.
What
gives me the shits and giggles.
D-burn.
They give you neck bone.
If you can't find it, it's right near Space Bar. Now, don't go into Space Bar, because if you go into Space Bar, you will not go to the locker room. So please do not do that. We need our sponsors to be, in business.
Yes.
To the locker room. I'm going to go there on Thanksgiving, just hang out front, even though they're closed.
Yeah, I think
that's how good they are, really.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for Friday morning.
They have a nice selection of beers, which
I don't
is nice.
Drink. I don't drink, but I do.
Know, but
I love their fucking
for
fries.
People out there who do drink, you get all sorts of IPAs.
They have sodas.
Do you want to go
Sodies nuts.
Do you want to go to Space Bar sometime, Patrick?
Ice fries are
good. Space Bar is good. You know what you get at Space Bar? You get that.
I bet they got some good fried food.
They got a Reuben there. Oh, they don't call it a Reuben. They call it like a number 6 or something. But
I might go there.
Wait. I thought we liked fucking locker room. Why are we talking about
locker room rules?
Because I'm getting
Space Bar makes some really good fucking.
They're not supposed to go into Space Bar. They're supposed to go to the locker room.
Yeah, but eventually they're going to go to Space Bar.
That's
what
we're trying to delay the inevitable. That's why Patrick said if you go into Space Bar, you're not coming back out.
They're going to figure it out, because they're going to go in there and going to say there's a shitload of tater tots covered in like cheese. It's nachos, but it's tater tots.
Oh my God.
Have a Reuben there that will blow your fucking socks off.
I
want to
get a Reuben with tater tots there. That's
man,
what I
the number
do.
6
sponsor.
I might go there tomorrow. What's tomorrow?
It's on Broad Street near the locker room.
I really like Reubens and tater tots, man.
Dude, if I go on a date with a girl. The next date I go on with the
next
girl,
date, take her to Space Bar, and the way you get there, you drive down, you drive down Broad Street. When you see locker room, you're almost there.
Reuben and tater tots. I like that. Man, it's 2:03. We're going past our
2:03. Time to pee.
Space Bar has a Miss Pac-Man console,
dude. It's they didn't sell out. They got the legit Miss Pac-Man, one of the best top 5 video games of all time.
There's a bathroom on the main level, but there's like another one downstairs. So
Nuh-uh.
If it's there's an emergency, you just go right down those stairs.
Wait, they got 2 levels?
They have two. Well, they have 2 bathrooms.
Two.
the downstairs.
Wait, that's where the CD seller used to be, right?
No, CD seller is right next to it.
Oh no!
He snuck that shit in.
Oh shit! He got us. We should just end on that. He got us.
Let's all next week. We'll all go. We'll meet at Space Bar.
Yeah,
and we'll wait for Mike to show up, and we'll ambush him. We'll have all the recording equipment and everything.
Yeah,
oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, we'll just sit there and be like, ha. Ah.
We're on
a
mission.
Idea.
It's like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, where they have their recorder and they have to.
Is this not a reasonable place to ambush?
we should watch. Okay, my request is, this is kind of probably after the podcast. This is, I don't care if it's on the podcast. Right?
After the podcast,
for
our premium listeners only.
We need to donate
$700 to our Patreon.
Dan is here tonight. He's not always here. I want to watch Freddy Got Fingered with Dan. I want to watch Freddy.
Yeah.
I have it on DVD. Do you have it on your
great
computer,
fucking
Freddy
movie.
Got Fingered?
I can acquire it, yes.
But I will bring over the DVD just in case, because
DVD's
I want to watch Freddy Got Fingered with Dan Glauber.
I'm a farmer. Daddy, look at me.
Yes. I may go whenever I watch it.
I just want to suck your cock.
Whenever I watch that movie, I think I wish Dan Glaubitz was here and I was watching it with Dan Glaubitz.
Yeah,
I'm but I all have about it on DVD, so I need to. Would it be okay if next Friday I bring the DVD over?
DVD.
Or it doesn't have to be next Friday.
Look at me, Daddy. I'm a farmer. What are you doing to that horse?
You know what I might do? I might keep Freddy Got Fingered in my car on DVD.
Just so you always have it handy?
In case I'm here.
While he's giving him a handy?
Yes.
Exactly. It's turned into mania here. We're maniacs.